This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Danny Cunningham in for Ken Carmen. Another glorious, glorious day where we as Cavs fans get to laugh at the struggles of other teams around the NBA, including the Boston Celtics. If you're just joining us now, Celtics, a loser last night against Detroit and J.B. Bickerstaff, who've won 8 in a row. Bickerstaff, number 2 right now in terms of the odds for Coach of the Year. Number 1, Kenny Atkinson. Real quick question before we get to the NFL.
Yeah.
I heard somebody, was it you, Owen, that told me yesterday?
I say a lot of things.
Was it? That's I get it confused, and it wasn't Ken, because I'm not talking to Ken right now.
Well, I'm not fun.
Are you guys fighting, huh?
I want him to have fun on vacation.
And you're not fun, objectively.
No, not okay. Right now. The fun times are over. Oh, was it you who said, do Cleveland fans even care about Coach of the Year anymore? Because it seems like it's used disparagingly now against Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, it was a couple of days ago. I think I asked, do you even want to win it? Because it is the smarmy remark anytime you bring up Kevin Stefanski, and it went from being the thing that you used before last season to defend his honor,
yes,
and now it's the thing you do to put him down.
Well, would you care if J.B. Bickerstaff won it in his first year somewhere else after the organization made the right decision to move on from him?
I would have cared if we were having a down year.
Right.
But do you think that
Not
would be
now.
Considering? Because so with the Coach of the Year thing and what JB is doing in Detroit, I think is really impressive. And taking that team from 14 wins last year to where they're at
now, amazingly impressive,
is very impressive. But I also don't think it's some crazy thing that this happened. Like they have a great player in Cade Cunningham, who part of the reason why they only won 14 games last year is because he was hurt for a good chunk of that season.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a big part of the reason why they were as bad as they were. And Monty Williams very clearly did not want to be coaching there. The only reason he was because of the contract that they gave him. I think it's much more difficult what the Cavs have done this year than what Detroit has done this year. We see teams go from bad to good every year. Someone does it. We don't often see a team go from good to great the way that the Cavs have. Like the Cavs could potentially have 20 more wins mm-hmm. this year than they did last year. And they won 48 games last year. That, to me, is harder than going from 14 wins
True.
To 44 wins.
Now, I do think the Cavs would have had way more wins if they weren't besieged with injuries last year. I mean, they went 17-1, even with those injuries. But they also didn't have Ty Jerome. How many games is Ty Jerome worth this year? Feels like he's worth at least 6.
I don't know.
Like,
I feel like Evan Mobley is the guy that's worth the most wins.
Darius
Garland, too.
Like, I agree, but I feel like no Ty Jerome. These games would be a lot closer, some of them. He has just come off the bench. And either way, I just think Bickerstaff, like Ivy goes down with the injury and people are like, that's it for Detroit. Like he was there. People thought he was their best player.
I feel better about the Cavs if Bickerstaff wins Coach of the Year, only because we have all talked about like the reason that he was here was to build them to a point where he could no longer take them over the edge. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like the ultimate builder coach in the NBA right now, right?
Well, he's that the guy, is his reputation.
If you want to get your organization started off correctly, now, you bring in Bickerstaff.
So I wanted
we did the right thing. Yeah. We had him in, and then we let him go off, and he's helping somebody else do it, and that's fine.
And I think they still have some of the defensive traits that they established under Bickerstaff and that coaching staff.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, guys like Ty Jerome kind of in their commentaries, right? It was it before the Knicks game?
Yes.
That you could kind of read between the lines, like, all right, these guys were over it. Now, that does happen with almost every coach in the NBA.
Right.
Like, there will be a time when they'll be over Kenny Atkinson. They might win two championships.
If they win a couple of titles, I don't know that the time will ever come.
It does happen with almost... There were guys that were tired of Phil Jackson at the very end. Like, it just happens.
That's fair.
In this league. Guys get disgruntled eventually. Kevin Durant was... over Steve Kerr eventually.
Yeah, but he's never happy. Like, you bring up the one example of a guy who is an all-time great player who is never... The only time he's ever happy is when he's on Team USA. Like, that's it. That's the only time in his basketball life, unfortunately, that he's happy.
I just watched this league and the
American,
way...
man.
The way... And I was over Bickerstaff. When they lost to the Knicks, I was like, I think we need a coach that could have better prepared them for this series.
It's fair.
Atkinson has been just the perfect iron. He's going to win Coach of the Year unless something crazy happens. All right, 216-474-0092. Listen to Kevin Stefanski yesterday in Indy. Didn't make a lot of news, as he never really does when he talks. We try to read between the lines. So is this Kevin Stefanski doing what you're supposed to do come NFL draft when you have the number 2 overall pick, or is he speaking from the heart?
This is a really good class from top all the way through. And there's really good players like throughout this draft at that position. I could go through some other positions, but I'm impressed with the whole group.
So when Stefanski talks quarterback there.
And now two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
He's obviously referencing the guys we've been talking about nonstop, which is Shador Sanders, which is Cam Ward. He even throws in some of the guys who the Browns could definitely get to start the second round or maybe trade up into the end of the first round to get. Do you think he means it, or would he have said that if you and I were at the top of the draft?
I think he would have said that if you and I were at the top of the draft, because when you are going to select a quarterback at some point in the draft, whether they do it at number 2 overall, whether they do it in the second round, third round, they're going to take a quarterback in this draft. I think you can write that down, that is something that's going to happen when the draft rolls around. do you want to have it as, oh yeah, you know, we really didn't love a quarterback in this class. And then how does that guy feel when they get to town? Whether it is Shure Sanders, Cam Ward, somebody else later in the draft, of course you want to build that up. And the other part of it too is if the Browns want to trade out of number two, they want to make it seem as if they like the quarterbacks and they're okay standing pat at number two and selecting Cam Ward or Shador Sanders, whichever one, or maybe, you know, both of them are on the board at that point still. This is, to me, all about playing the game. And how does Kevin Stefanski actually feel about this? I don't know. I feel similarly to this the same way I feel about everything that he says. I don't know how Kevin Stefanski actually feels about anything, and I'm okay with that as long as you win football games. Like, I don't care if you lie to me about these things. It's not in his contract to stand in front of the media and tell the truth.
You know, it's interesting. A week ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago, it was National Shador Sanders Week. There just were a lot of arrows pointing, and again, we're fully acknowledging the arrows and the speculation and the direction of the conversation. The people that control that are not us. I mean, that is controlled by all these decision makers who know very, very cautiously when they leak out stuff. It's by design in a lot of ways. So it's not our first rodeo, Danny. We've been lied to. I mean, Ken Carmen tells a story on how he was flat out lied that the Browns were going to take Sam Darnold. By somebody that he very, very much respected, and he found out later he was played as a patsy.
Yeah.
So this happens all across the NFL every year. With that said, if 2 weeks ago is National Shador Sanders Week, doesn't it kind of feel like now Cam Ward has been the discussion in a lot of ways? You know, we've had the Stafford rumors, and now, you know, 48 hours later, it's like Stafford's going back to the Rams.
Right. It does seem as if, And you're right, the stuff is all cyclical. There's going to be five more rumors between right now and the draft that have to do with Shador, that have to do with Cam Ward, that have to do with maybe somebody else. Oh, could the Browns really like Jalen Milroe in the second round? Like, you're going to continue to hear that stuff as we go. Like, you're going to hear the Tommy Rees. Oh, he coached him at Alabama. Yep. That's going to come back up again. I promise
that
you.
That gone away a little bit. We haven't really heard his name.
It will come back. It will. It especially after he has a pro day and he's going to look great because he is a terrific athlete that's going to look great without shoulder pads and helmet on. So all that stuff's going to come back. I think part of the Cam Ward stuff now is not just that it's Cam Ward week, but we've also, and I'm curious to see if this changes considering the news that came out last night, but I think part of the conversation is shifted to Abdul Carter going number one. And that conversation, I don't think existed a week ago, maybe. Maybe it did, just wasn't as loud. But if that happens, then you know Cam Ward's going to be available too. I don't know that we were operating under the pretense that he would have been at this point a week ago.
And wouldn't it be really, really interesting if Cam is there at number two and the Browns traded down? I mean, you understand the level of
Do you think they'll go on
discourse.
Record and say that they don't think he's going to be a top 20 quarterback the way they did in that position before?
You want to be careful. That is a famous story for the young kids that Danny is that
Hey,
Danny's
man, he was right. Sashi was right about that.
Yes, indeed. I just don't know. The Browns have done a great job by making everybody guess, but Tennessee's doing a great job by making everybody guess. Right. This is what you do. It's not really hard
it's
to do,
game,
by the
man.
Way.
It's,
Isn't
it's,
it pretty?
It's the game.
I do love when people are given laser eyes, not as many, to people like Andrew Berry. Like, this is the easiest part of the job.
Right.
Throw everybody off.
Yes.
When you're at the top of the draft.
Sitting
it's not hard.
Sitting in front of a microphone and lying is the easiest part of being a GM.
Every day.
Yes, you do.
It is the
better
easiest
than,
job.
Better than most.
Thank
you do it
you.
Better than
Finally.
Most.
Finally,
better
I get
liar.
My due.
Better liar. Anthony Lima or Andrew Berry.
216-474.
Put it on the poll.
0092. All right. I want to get thoughts. So Cam Ward, Shador Sanders. Has anybody really changed your mind in this way? And if the pass rusher goes number one overall, does it make it easy? Do the Browns run to the podium to take Cam Ward?
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.